My grandma fell last night. Speaking of hot rooms, she keeps hers pretty warm.
Does she really?
Yeah, she fell last night.
What happened?
She's a geezer, so she falls over sometimes. Yeah, she was she was trying to do an ollie in her room.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, she fell. She was fine. She was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
She drank a little bit. That was at dinner.
Yep, that's
my mom was like, did you drink again? So she falls, and my mom starts yelling for my brother-in-law to pick her up. He's out back vaping, and my mom yells for him. I was sitting there trying to watch the fucking game. I was watching Golden State Houston. My sister is on the couch, and she's like, are you going to go help your grandma? I was like, fucking, you can help her too, you idiot. I mean, I got up and did it, but it's like, you're fully capable of picking up a 96-pound fucking old lady.
I mean, dude, you're literally in a sitcom right now. It was crazy. That's insane.
Katie just didn't want to touch her. She, you know, she's a geezer. You don't want to touch geezers.
That's true.
But anyway, I picked her up.
It's like grabbing a nutsack.
And she rewarded me. It really is.
She gave me
with a $2 bill.
What? Yeah. Dude, stop. For real. You seriously?
Yes.
She gave you a coin?
No, a dollar bill. A $2 bill.
Coin, though, or a $2 bill?
A $2 bill.
Okay, I thought she flipped you like a $2 coin bill. I was like, whoa.
There's no such thing as a coin bill.
I thought she had like a special coin that was worth $2.
No, you've seen some $2 bills, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
She fucking...
Well, my mom's aunt, my great aunt, my mom finally had to put her into like a home. She was living with us, and she had dementia, and she was thinking that my mom... She had like a zillion coins and all these trinkets and shit and all this jewelry. And she kept accusing my mom of stealing it. So, like, she would walk past my mom and be like, bitch, thief. And then, like, so my mom, like, she kept, like, going at my mom, dude. So my mom was like, you gotta split. But we looked at it. She had, like, satchels of all kinds of coins that, like, dude.
She was stolen.
I thought about it.
Those were her lucky charms.
She was Irish, dude. Straight from Ireland,
dude.
She
thought your mom was after
That's what
her
I
lucky
said.
Charms.
That's what I said. I'm like, dude, that was, you might be a fucking leprechaun.
She
dude.
Was a leprechaun.
I think she was. So, yeah, so my mom had a fucking... Put her out, dude. Toss her.
Get rid of this leprechaun. They put hexes on you and curses.
She was trying to fuck. She was trying to rise up at my mom a couple
you think
times.
She was?
She literally hit the fucking. She was like the Notre Dame logo.
Like that scene in Gangs of New York when they clear out the tables.
Yeah.
I got a sick video. I think the audio is going to work. So this is later that night. I started playing on my dad's Alexa, Big Sean. I ain't fucking with you.
This is a video?
Yeah, my sister was talking shit that she always wins this card game.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you fucking suck at this. I guarantee you're going to lose.
Yeah.
She's like, I either win or I'm in the final two every time.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, I am. You never are. So, of course,
so this is after you argued whether or not to pick up your grandma?
So then she loses second out of six of us. She's out right away. And so I started playing like funny music on the Alexa, like... Nah, nah, nah.
Oh,
nah.
My God.
The place is going nuts.
Oh, you're like a surgeon for pissing people off.
I know, I really was. She was actually really mad. She's like, you think this bothers me? I don't care at all. I'm like, you seem pissed.
You are. If that could be like medical school, you'd be like the highest ranked cardiovascular neuro. You'd be like doing brain transplants about
this.
Piss
is great
because
my mom starts freaking out because my dad was drunk and he was mad that Big Sean was playing. He was like freaking out, like to the point where he was going to fist fight. He was so mad. And my mom started spazzing out. Like, she's like, don't bother Phil right now.
Yeah, stop playing. Stop irritating him with rap, basically.
Let me see if I get the audio here for this.
Turn it off.
That's not the beginning. He's like, not in my house.
Can you please turn it off?
Dude,
I hope that comes up. I hope the audio works.
I hope it does too. I can even raise it up too. Dude. Not in my house. Imagine getting that pissed when you hear rap go on. Being like, my dad's the same way, dude. If you were to play rap, he'd be like, hey, whoa, come on. It's like, it's literally like.
Well, that song particularly I played because, little stupid ass bitch, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that was going to bother my dad.
I mean, a lot of fucking, that like really fucks up a lot of like 50 and over white dudes hear rap and like, they get like, what the fuck?
Dude? Yeah.
That's like a real uncomfortable spot to put a 55-year-old white dude in. Is just blast some like current rap, dude. That's like,
oh my god,
like that literally will distort their, that'll fuck their sense of the
world.
Well,
there's like, of course, there's systemic racism, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just talking.
It's also like you've grown up in a world where people don't ever talk like that.
No.
Outside of like the bar, and when somebody is talking like that, you're like, what a fucking jerk off guy is.
Like my mom was like,
freaking loudmouth.
I remember being little, my mom thinking like Madonna was a bit much. That's how strict my mom was.
She did fuck Black Jesus in a music video.
Yeah, okay.
So. She was pretty bad by today's standards.
I forgot you did that.
I see that music video today. I don't like it.
I forgot you did that.
Yeah.
So I remember my mom being like, Madonna is just blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, dude, imagine for me to like let her listen to Cardi B's new album about like how gushy her pussy is and like just like sitting on people's faces and shit. Like my mom's head would explode, dude.
Phil would not like that.
Pornographic, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny. Like, that shit fucks them up to hear that. And a guy is saying fuck repeatedly like that to such like a cool beat is just absolute mayhem.
Hey, God damn it. Hey, not my house. Like, he unplugged the Alexa. He doesn't know how to... He walked over to it while I was playing it, and he was like, hey, God damn it. Hey. He had no idea how to control it.
It'd be tight to have, like, eventually have a care facility for baby boomers, like, in 30 years from now. And you just give them helmets that have like headphones, so you could use that like a shot collar if they start wandering off the premises. It's just like, all right,
start playing Big
I'm
gonna
Sean. Hit it with some Tupac, and they're like, yeah. Oh, God damn it! They walk back in and it stops.
Yeah, I mean, Phil will probably die. He's getting close. If he's getting, he gets shit faced and he gets that angry.
Yeah, it's a bad combination.
He's a big dog, too. Like, next Big Sean could be the big one, dude. He could have the heart attack on that.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Nothing but mamas and papas on that thing, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My grandma, if she fell like that back in the 50s, somebody would have got her, dude.
Someone would have been with
her. My instincts kicked in, though, when I was picking her up. I almost got her. That's just a male instinct. If you see a woman down that can't get up, there's a party that's like, I got to get her.
I do.
She's lucky she had that $2 bill.
That's
she
true.
She would have been in trouble.
That was probably her emergency stash to fend off highway rapists. Bandits, dude. Every 70-year-old lady probably has mad coins on her. That was the only way to fend off rapists back then. I'm like, I'll give you this coin.
That's exactly right.
Holy shit, dude. You just cracked the code. I mean, that's an evil thing to do for, you know.
I'm just still stuck on the idea of rapists having that voice, that old-timey, like, look at this broad. No one's around, huh? Come here, sugar tits.
Yeah, man. I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
Getting steroids.
I'm an acute DMX overdose, dude. That's what I could easily...
It happens.
Summary or summarize my life.
Should I play Big Sean in my dad's house right now?
No, dude. Don't do it.
I could.
You're doing psyops against your dad.
Yeah. Then we watched... My dad's big into The Office now.
Nice.
So I'm trying to watch the fucking game last night. And every commercial... He can't watch commercials. Yeah. My dad's got a thing where he absolutely cannot watch a commercial.
That's pretty sick.
It's a psycho move.
I like that, dude.
So he just switches to The Office every commercial. I'd miss like the whole third quarter.
Oh, God, I
hate,
dude.
Watching the fucking, like, a play episode.
I mean, I can't think of the last time I shared. I mean, that's how I grew up watching TV, sharing a TV with someone. Like, it's like, holy fuck, dude, I forgot all about that.
So the night before, I was there two nights in a row, last two nights. And the night before, I was like... I had the remote, and I was like, I'll give it back to you if you just don't laugh when I hand it to you.
Yeah.
Just don't fucking smile or laugh, and I'll hit it. Because every time he reaches for it, I pull it away. And he's like, come on, God damn it. But he laughs every time. So then last night, he did that to me. I was like, just give me the fucking remote. He's like, I will if you don't laugh.
Oh,
he's like, come
hilarious.
On, little Shaney. Come on, Shaney.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
You got to hang out.
Me and Phil had a nice weekend.
I mean, I forgot all about that, dude. Of like, dude, come on. My show's on now. Turn your show off. Like,
well, still, it's like, put the fucking conference finals on.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop watching The fucking Office. You're 63. The Office is great, but there's too many cute moments.
Oh, yeah.
They fuck that up.
It is really funny, but that Jim and Pam thing fucked me up.
The Jim and Pam thing, the episode we watched was Dwight.
You can't
and
show me that to like a hard DMX head like me.
No, you're fucking DMX guy.
When I see people, if I see men and women interacting on a screen, it should just be like that one scene in Belly where he comes home and his bitch finds out he's been cheating.
With that hot-ass 16-year-old?
Take a shower. Yeah, get his dick sucked by his 16-year-old.
That's such a great scene, dude.
Hey, Belly made a statement. They're like, no, this is what happens. You let young chicks suck your dick in the hood, and then you have your piece. You know, that's like, damn.
That's one way to live.
Yeah, that's It's one fucking philosophy, dude.
I fucks with that.
That's one political
dude.
Party.
That's a good belly?
Yeah, it's one political
That's
party.
Black
dude.
Conservatives.
Doubt it, dude.
What? Fucking Nas was on the Back to Africa tip. That's about as, that's about as alt-right as it gets.
That's true. I'm going to Africa, babe. Remember he's doing
that?
Oh,
my God.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Just I would love a cutscene of, love a cutscene of him in Liberia. Just like, God damn it. I fucked up.
That's so fucking funny.
For an old
funny.
Man to drunkenly fall is like...
It's like when they get DUI, when they quietly get DUIs, dude.
They'll fucking sneak a Dewey on there.
Yeah, a lot of older guys Geezers quietly
sneak
them.
DUIs.
My friend was actually laughing. He, it was him, his dad, and his brother, and like they were like, it was like Memorial Day, and they were in front of their whole family. And his dad had just gotten, he had gotten a DUI. His dad had gotten a DUI, and then his brother got a DUI within like 3 months of each other. Oh my God. And I think his dad was trying to keep it on the hush from the family. And then, like, my friend got all drunk at a family party and grabbed his dad and his brother. Like, we're the three amigos, dude. We all got DUIs. And his dad was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, dude, that dude is an absolute champion in church. When, like, first Friday or no.
Who's the absolute champion?
My boy. He was, okay. like, fuck with his dad like that. We were in church and he, like, you know, you do sign of peace. It's like, peace be with you. He was like, you want to see me French tickle my dad? I was like, dude, you fucking won't. He goes, watch this. He shook his dad's hand. His dad clenched his fist and hit him. He's like, what the fuck was that? Dude, it was so fucking funny. I mean, if you French tickle your dad in church, you have balls, dude.
I used to fuck with my dad.
I didn't, dude. I sat there and looked at him.
I mean,
French tickle your dad in church, dude?
I would, you know, it squeezes it. Like, sometimes we would have to hold hands during the Our Father. I'd fucking fuck with him the whole time.
Like,
he would squeeze as hard as he could. slap in the back of the head was nearly constant. He would flick hard as fuck.
What, from in church? Just
flick you in the fucking head.
Dude.
On the
that
noggin,
hurts like
dude.
A motherfucker.
Hard
dude.
Flick. Oh. Kills.
Yeah, we would, like, my mom and dad would sit somewhere, and then, like, you try to sit as far away from them as you could. And like
yeah,
me and like
whoever,
Tom.
Whatever sibling got yeah. fucked had to sit next to yeah. it. Like you would all try to sit as far
and
away
try
from
to, like,
your dad.
I start fucking around and then like.
You got to switch seats.
Me and Billy and Tom started doing this thing where like, we're sitting there in mass. And if we go anymore, it's like Easter with my mom.
Yeah.
And it's just like. It's just so packed. You got to sit in the back and you like yeah. kind of just kind of fake, like pretend to go to church in the back while everyone's sitting there. And then we're doing this thing like when a hot girl would walk by, I would just like that and like tap Tom. And like he'd see what I was talking about and be like. Nice, and then we keep doing it. And then at one point, we're doing it for, like, just really funny shit. And this, like, eight-year-old boy walked by in just, like, a suit and tie. And all I feel is Billy's arm hit me, Tom's arm hit me, and I'm hitting Tom.
Oh, man.
That was so funny.
He's a hot kid, a hot Catholic boy coming.
Yeah, we're just like,
That's when Catholic boys are at their hottest.
Yeah, they peak at eight.
Dolled up, walking through the aisle. You're sitting in a pew.
Bring down that basket. That's like, they're like the... Little boys bringing down the baskets like the fucking Vegas card holders, dude.
In a boxing match? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ring girls.
The ring girls, yeah.
That's basically
the Catholic churches.
Yeah, and they walk by you and blow a kiss at the camera. Fucking hot kids.
Was, though, I also question, I'm like, because he was making fun of Peterson's daughter because she's a carnivore diet. And she said it helps with their autoimmune stuff. So he was like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'd love to hear your scientific theories on nutrition and the ketogenic diet. And he was like, oh, I have gout. It's like... Classic lib, dude.
You think he does
hit you
that?
With an affliction?
He's lying about that affliction.
He's an good boy, dude. He has gout.
Good boys.
He's probably down there drinking sweet tea, dude. Down in the south.
Somebody corrected us on that.
What?
I think it's an my good boy, like my lady, like my good boy.
Oh,
I think I don't know.
I think you're right because a lot of times it's M apostrophe good boy.
My good boy.
And I call it. Good boy. Andrew was calling it.
I like
good boy. I like good boys.
Good boys is funny, but my mom. Guess what? My mom made me last night.
Tendies.
Guess what? My mom.
Tyson tendies
for lunch. Guess what? My mom made me.
What? Tyson tendies
with
honey mussy.
With honey mussy,
dude.
My mom. I was all right. So for real.
How many GBPs did you store up?
It was. I have so many GBPs because my sister is a complete loser. So now I have so many GBPs.
You took all her GBPs.
My sister is a failure. So they're like. Yo, Shane's the fucking best.
They and broke
showed,
out the dice.
Showed my mom the fucking alt-right firefighter video I'm in. She was like, this is amazing. I'm so happy you got a job.
Dude.
My family's in disarray, and me getting a job that provides for them.
Exactly.
Is big.
Someone's got a fork at Sam's Club,
so,
dude.
Yeah. So, I had tons of GBPs from that. And then I was literally in my parents' office on my mom's computer,
yeah,
playing a computer game that I downloaded, And then my mom from downstairs was like, she was like, Shane, do you want some chicken fingers? And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm a fucking good boy. I was playing this computer game that I used to play as a kid. And oh my God. Yeah, she was like, do you want some chicken fingers? And she was like, your sister ate most of them. And I was like, God damn, bitch. Don't touch my fucking tenders. And I came downstairs and there was a packet of honey must from fucking Wendy's. It was full on fucking honey must. Good
oh
boy.
Oh my God. Dude. What if that book, The Secret's real? You spoke it into existence. You're like, oh fuck, I'm a good boy.
I became an good boy. My mom was like, chicken fingers are ready. I was like, yes. Tendies.
Ding. Toaster oven goes off.
I was like, I'll be right down. I had to finish my battle.
Of course.
I had to finish my video game battle, and then I went and got tendies.
You went and fucking hung your Nippon steel blade, your samurai sword back on the wall. Buttoned up a dragon button down with Chinese letters. They do that tips for door shit.
Yeah, dude. Kills me. And then I was like, did she finish all the tendies? Or I was like, did she eat yet? She's like, no, the rest of the tendies are all yours.
Were you laughing?
I almost took a picture of it to send you. Because it was literally, there's a honey mussy pack, a packet from Wendy's.
I've been manning the Twitter. Oh, man. I've been getting like.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I need that to be clear also. That's Matt on the Twitter. God, but I'm sure it's clear. I'm sure it's.
Oh, my God. That is fucking sick, dude. I love hearing my family do tight shit like that.
We used to play Scrabble.
How'd that go?
Used to have a cousin battle.
How'd that go?
Who's
shut down?
Got shut down a couple times.
Why?
One time.
Censored?
One time, my sister Katie had a couple of drinks.
No.
Didn't take losing too well.
What?
And she punched me in the face. She fucking punched me in the face.
I would love the idea of your family Scrabble, just all slurs intersecting.
Slurs. Like, Dad, is that a word? Like, yeah, we used to say that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's so funny, dude.
There's not enough C's in the game. We ran out of C's. The whole family Scrabble board is that. It's only three C's.
Oh my God.
If you get that word, you win.
Oh my God.
Dude, imagine this year if I get that word.
You got to go for it and win Scrabble.
Somehow, my career redemption involves me being a professional Scrabble player.
Oh my God.
ESPN3 is covering it.
For sure.
Nationals. I'm dead. Last move. I look down at that little tray. It's just spelled out perfectly.
Oh, fuck, dude.
What do you do?
You go for it.
I got to go for it. Take the win. I'm talking about like armor.
You go for the win. You got to go for the win.
Have to.
You must, dude.
Just looking down at that tray that has my letters on it. Just like, fuck.
It is funny, too. Think about people building compound slurs off it. Like, oh, sweet. Yeah. All right, perfect. Oh, but dude, awesome. You can't build off my fucking word. Like, dude, I get your triple word bonus. Like, no, I already put it down. Dude, you don't get it off that. Fuck, that's so funny. So you guys are going to be hitting the. Have you hit any archery ranges? You should get nice before
no.
you go.
No, I really don't like it.
Who's the key archer in the family?
My cousin Casey's good at it. She's good.
Okay.
I think. No, I don't know who's good at it.
Who won last year?
I don't remember.
Wait, hold on. What happened? What happened to your sister spazzing out and losing?
Well, she got drunk and fucking punched me while we were playing Scrabble.
What?
Yeah.
In the face?
In the forehead. She jabbed me in the forehead.
What?
Yeah. It was very odd. She still acts like it was like we were young. She was probably like 28.
How mad were you?
I laughed. I was like, oh my God, you're fucking crazy.
Wait, so were you talking shit during Scrabble?
Yeah, I was because I dominated them in Scrabble. I'm good at Scrabble.
Well, you know all the bad words.
I know all the bad words, dude. There's big controversy because I used the word nines.
Okay.
And I would have won, but it was challenged, and nines isn't in the dictionary.
The nines is like a golf cart?
Nines, like dressed to the nines.
Oh.
I thought nine, or plural. The word nine, plural.
Yeah, I saw.
Like I had a pair of, playing poker.
I saw a pair of nines.
Two nines.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, a big controversy in the family.
Did they look that it up on like a leather-bound dictionary? If you went online, I guarantee that would pop up.
I was bummed about that.
That would piss me the fuck off, dude. Damn, I open my thing. I just see, who do I see but Timothy Gwinnett.
Don't name
dude.
Him anymore.
It's probably not
we
even
don't
the right person.
We don't want to bust this boy. There's also classic words. Cousin Patrick hit a big one. He hit toadies.
Ooh.
Toadies was a big one, as good. Well as zuaves.
What's zuaves?
that was challenged, and that's a French soldier in the Civil War. It was like a French uniform that guys wore.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Couldn't believe he won on that.
They couldn't. They didn't. Well, they let you do French though.
Well, that's it. Was an American.
It's been adopted.
Yeah.
Dude, I hate to break it to you, Shane. Nine, a group or unit of nine individuals, plural noun, nines.
Exactly.
On the fucking Google Dictionary, bro.
Well, technology.
You should have won.
I should have won.
You think there will be some sort of
Well, what's funny is every year, if you open the box, all the old scorecards are still in there. I can break that one out.
You could amend that,
guys.
Wrong.
Nines is a word. I shouldn't have skipped a turn on that. That's not right.
Yeah, you should go amend that right here if you want to pull it. If you want to print it out.
True.
Plural noun, nines.
Please.
That's some motherfucking bullshit. That pisses me off.
I'm pissed now.
That's some fucking bullshit. I lost a spelling bee to fucking cabinet. It pissed me off, too.
Cabinet's a tough one.
That was my bad because I spelled it C-A-B-N-E-T. I was like, cabinet, C-A-B-N-E-T. Thank you. And they're like, wrong, dude. It's cabinet.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Cabinet. C-A-B-N-E-T.
You were in a spelling bee?
Yeah, I was good.
No, you weren't. You got cabinet wrong.
Yeah, but other than that, I was crushing it, dude. I was really? A sixth grader in a sixth, seventh, and eighth
grade
spelling
bee. You got
cabinet
wrong in sixth grade?
I was one of the like the last four or five people left. That's how bad. That's how poor spellers was from fucking.
Anyway, for Easter, I went home and got home in time for my Easter egg hunt.
Dude, this is what I wanted, dude.
I know this is what you wanted, dude. I know you're fucking leading me to this humiliating fucking story.
It's so funny, dude.
So I get home, and it's just my aunt, my uncle, my grandma, and my mom, and my dad. Oh, and my sister. So there's like six people. That's the Easter party. And they're like, hey, we got an Easter egg hunt for you. And I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. And they're like, there's like $50 in those eggs. So my fucking parents knew how broke I am. Hid $50 in like basically in ones. Ones and fives.
A couple fives.
Around the yard. Oh my God. Not the house.
Oh my God.
The fucking yard.
Shane, this is the funniest thing
so
ever.
My big fucking ass has to walk around my yard. And they said the only way I could get the eggs is if I had a basket. Dude, I had a fucking purple basket walking around my neighborhood that I grew up in. Picking up eggs, dude. I'm fucking 29 and huge. This is broad daylight. And my parents were filming it. My mom was filming it.
Did you get all 50?
I got all the $50.
Hell yeah, dude.
I got $50.
Good.
Well, they had to help me on the last two eggs. My dad made a point to make sure I didn't get the last two eggs, and I needed help to get them.
Oh, my God.
So he could make fun of me for that, too.
Dude, that is the funniest fucking thing I've
ever
heard.
And then I went back over there today before I left, before I got here, and my mom was like, was that mean? Like, did you feel bad about yourself? And I was like, no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But while it was happening, I was thinking, like, I could really ruin this right now and be a huge fucking bitch about this and be like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm poor? This is really mean.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, man. That's when people are like, there's nothing more fragile than the male ego. It's like, well, first of all, there's two egos, male and female. And female is way fragile, way more fragile.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest fucking
argument.
I was like,
all right, nice. I can get $50. All I have to do is humiliate myself and the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah.
Walking around with an Easter basket.
And then you still was like, does that mean? You're like, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And in my head, while it was happening, or before it was happening, I was like, I should probably, or I could freak out. Not freak out, but I could be like,
yeah, fuck you guys.
What the fuck, guys?
You wanted that fucking $50, dude.
Yeah, they would have given it to me. If I would have been like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
They would have been like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
They would give me it. But I didn't want to make them feel bad.
It is energy.
Like,
everyone, I'm sure.
Everybody was very happy.
Everyone had a blast.
To
dude.
See me walking around with a tiny basket. Also, there were sweets and treats in the basket.
I got
little treats in the basket. I left the fucking sweet treats.
Okay, well, stop.
I'm not a fucking bitch, dude. I'm not taking little treats back home.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I left the treats.
Sweet foods for girls, dude.
I took the fucking cash out of the eggs.
And fucking did a little handful
and then
of salt.
Left the eggs.
Probably just ate a handful of salt, dude. And walked
what
out.
Do you think that is? That's a fucking bag of salt.
Fucking hell yeah, dude. Salt's for boys, sugar's for girls, dude.
Sugar is for little fucking gay boys. Like, I'm getting my attitude back after I just admitted that I went on an Easter egg hunt that my mommy and daddy set up.
Dude, that's literally the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
If anybody saw that in my neighborhood,
oh man,
they had to be like, holy shit. Because nobody went with me. There were no little kids around.
Oh, man.
My parents stayed on the deck.
Oh.
And I just walked around in the yard.
They probably thought you were setting up an Easter egg hunt for kids.
No, they saw me taking them out and celebrating. If I found one, I celebrated, dude. I was fucking hyped. They were good hiding spots.
Yeah, dude, I'd be happy, fucking happy too. That actually sounds really fun.
Crack one open, find a 20 in it. It's like, ooh, fuck yeah.
Dude, that'll fucking...
Yeah, it was fun.
That'll put a little...
My mom was like, I want you to drink before you do this. I was like, come on.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
They were like, yeah, we want you to drink, have a little fun with this. I was like, I just drank pretty hard last night. I'm not going to drink.
Jesus Christ.
So then I took Sunday and Monday off.
It was pretty hot, too.
Working on a fucking nightcast.
Oh, my God, dude. The nightcast is lit, dude. Put back a few
fucking PBRs.
The nightcast is lit.
Yeah, so that was truly humiliating. No, it was nothing.
That is fucking funny.
That was nothing.
That is fucking funny. Yeah, you could have been a baby about it if you wanted, but...
Well, that would make me a huge pussy.
That's true. That's why you don't do it.